Yeah, hi, Justin?
Yes.
Hi, Justin, it's Jesse. How are you doing?
Hi, how's it going? I'm good, how are you?
I'm great, thanks for asking, I appreciate that. So hopefully it's a better time now?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so now just to get into it, I mean, did you have any questions for me since we last talked or thought of anything or...
Well, I don't know what all you deal with, but I still need to figure out my, business Google mail, email, and my domain and all that. I don't know if you can help me with that or not.
Yeah, absolutely. We can help you out with Google Workspace. Have you purchased that already, or?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you've already purchased it. What exactly are you having problems with?
I'll try to get into it. So I got a domain from a different, from domain.com.
Okay.
So I tried to do all the, change the TXT address and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I could have got it right because it does say it takes up to 7 days. Is that, does it take up to 7 days?
No, it, all of that stuff, it does take a little bit of time usually, yeah.
Okay, well, I might just have to wait a little longer. I just did it last week at some point, so.
Okay, well,
what
we would do for you wouldn't have any effect on any of that. so, essentially, Justin, what we're doing is we're helping to create you a Google Business Profile and then optimizing that profile on the first page of Google. So, when somebody searches for your keyword search terms, then we're going to make sure you're popping up on that map section. Well, you have a Google Business Profile already. So we would take that and then optimize it there on that first page, because right now it's kind of like you have a billboard in the middle of a desert, right? I mean, it's not really that helpful unless somebody can actually see it by searching for your search terms and not just knowing your business name.
Yeah.
So
like I said before, I do definitely want to get, like, up on, you know, the first page or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm not ready to be committed until, June is my problem. So I don't want a bunch of people calling me and we have to tell them no.
Well, it does take 30 to 45 days to see maximum results. I mean, you know, just to be clear too, Justin, this isn't like something we're flipping on a switch and flooding you and overwhelming you with business. I mean, it really is to provide you with that steady flow. Cause, you know, while you're going to be on the first page of Google, you're not going to be the only person on the first page of Google. So, you know, there are, about 10 other businesses that are there listed on that first page. So it does take some time for us to help you build up that platform, help you to generate more reviews, you know, make your actual profile more attractive to look at. It does include a website at no additional cost. So the website takes a couple of weeks to build. Then we also do get you sponsored Facebook ads. We get you on mobile devices like iPhones, Androids. So, I mean, you know, essentially somebody's going to be looking for your services, we'll make sure you're there. But all of that stuff does take a little bit of time to build. So actually, you know, if you got started, then by the time you were ready to take on those jobs, you'd at least be there.
Okay, what kind of money are we talking? That
sounds
real expensive.
Well, you know, this is actually designed to fit the budget of a small business, so, you know, I bet it's more affordable than you think, but I can get you in for a reduced rate of $249 month to month.
$249?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds great, but I'd have to start paying now?
You would pay, and then we would begin programming. So essentially what would happen is you would pay for it, I would go ahead and get some basics about the company, then I would set you up for a client interview. The client interview, that would be about 20 to 30 minutes, depending on how many questions you have. So from 5 to 7 days, you'd get your reporting dashboard, as well as your directory submissions. From 7 to 14 days, we'd get the Facebook ads going, as well as the website, and then getting you on mobile devices. And then from 30 to 45 days, everything would begin to appear there on that first page.
Okay. So with the website, how does that work since I've already got a domain name?
We would just use your domain name.
Okay.
And create the content. So we'll build it, optimize, manage, maintain it. It's 100% Google compliant. We do really amazing websites here, you know, with integration, bots, scheduling, anything that you'd like, payment. Those things can all be included at no additional cost to you. And then you have unlimited upgrades, changes, whatever you'd like at any given point. And here, I'll go ahead and actually text you over kind of an example of a website we can create for you. One second.
And then what's the cancellation on it? Say I went like a couple months and I wanted to cancel it.
The program, so there's no cancellation fee. It's month to month. There's nothing like that. You're not locked in it. Into any contract. We do ask everybody to give it 2 months, because in the 2 months you'll see a return on investment, but that doesn't mean that you're in a contract or paying 2 months up front.
Yeah.
And personally, I've never seen somebody cancel on profit, so I know once you start, you're not going to go anywhere, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not planning it, but...
Yeah.
I like the whole idea, but... Sorry, I got something in my throat.
Oh, you're fine.
The thing that I haven't pulled the trigger on all that is because right now I've got it at yahoo.com and obviously that's outdated and I want to get it changed.
Yeah.
So I want to get all that changed. That way the customers see the google.com instead. Does that make
sense?
Yeah,
well, absolutely. And they wouldn't see, they wouldn't see your email and until we created the website. So it wouldn't be for a couple of weeks anyway, which would be, I'm sure you'd probably be able to get that changed in a couple of weeks, right?
I hope I'm just waiting for the 7 days that it takes to change it over. The whole thing is I'm not very technical, so I'm not sure if I did it right or not.
I'm sure that if, they sent you that saying that it was going to change over in the 7 days,
something that said that.
Oh, where did you?
If you got a second, let me pull up Workspace and I'll get it all up there and I'll tell you what the message was.
Okay.
So I go to Google Workspace.
Uh-huh.
And then... Let's take a second to load. Then I go to Gmail for Business.
Mm-hmm.
Fill this stuff out. It takes just a second. All right. And then it goes to the spot that says, how do you want your Google Workspace set up? And then I click on the with a your company.com address.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, you'll need a domain. And then I put, yes, I have one. And then when I put my domain in there, it says, this domain is already in use. If you own this domain and would like to use Google Workspace, please follow these steps.
Well, what if you just put that you don't have one? Why don't you try pressing that?
Well, because I want to use the one that I have,
.com. Well, for the website, right? You're not talking about the Yahoo one, though.
Well, it's not necessarily the Yahoo one, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I get that the domain for the website, but that's not where... Okay, so just continue. What else is it telling you?
Well, then it tells you, like, how to, now I've exited out of it, but.
Oh, okay.
No, hold on. Then it, like, shows you a slideshow, like, how to sign up your domain for Google Workspace. And that's where
okay.
it tells you to do all the change your TXT address in this.
Uh-huh.
So I did that last week. So now I'm just waiting to see if it takes the 7 days for you guys to take over that domain name.
Yeah, yeah, no, okay. So it sounds like you did everything correctly, Justin. It doesn't sound like you did anything wrong, so it should be fine. And how long ago did you do that?
I've just done it, like, the end of last week.
Probably Thursday. Yeah, so it should be, I mean, I bet it'll even probably be active, like, tomorrow, you know. It may not even take the whole 7 days, but, it sounds like it should be totally fine within that 7 day period. So, but that being said, yeah, anything that you're doing through Google Workspace wouldn't have any effect on the actual creation of anything that we make for you. So, and once the email is live, then we can just go ahead and add that there on the website once the domain name is live too.
Gotcha. Okay, so now you're just wanting to know if I want it or not?
Well, would you like to give it a shot? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, all right. Well, let's
hold on,
see.
Wait, hold on. Did I pay today?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try it.
All right, wonderful. I know you're going to love it. I mean, Google is really where it's at anyway. So,
yeah.
So Justin, now I'm just going to get some basics about the company here. But first off, what's your last name?
Cavanaugh. Cavanaugh.
Okay. And then what is, so what's your current email right now?
mtn.townplumbing@yahoo.com.
Okay. And this is always the best phone number for you, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what would be the best address for you?
21102 Darnell Avenue, Bend, Oregon. 97702.
Wonderful. And I'm assuming this is a personal address, right?
Yes, but it's the same as business.
Okay. Yeah, because essentially they're going to be mailing you out a postcard from Google that it'll have a PIN code to verify that your address, but we can absolutely go ahead and hide your address on Google so it doesn't need to be shown on there, okay?
Okay, this is not second to my Google page I already have. How's that work?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I keep on forgetting that you have one. Yes, no.
Yeah.
So it would be, well, the Google Business Profile, actually, I don't recall seeing that one. Hold on, let me pull it up. 1 second. Because you have a Google Business Profile as well as the Google Workspace or just the Google Workspace? No, you have the Google Business Profile. Never mind. Got it.
Yeah.
So you've already verified your address. Perfect. So that's even better. So that'll actually help speed up the process and getting you up there. So wonderful. Okay. And then now you are licensed and insured, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have a logo for the company, Justin, or do you want us to create you one?
I do have a logo.
Okay. And by the way, I'm sorry, anything I mentioned too is included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. So, just so you know. And then, what are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Right now I'm doing 7 to 5:30.
Okay.
But I also, I'm also available for emergencies.
Okay. Do you want to just put 24/7 then?
Well, that almost puts me in a bind because what if someone calls, because I'll charge more for after hours calls, you know?
Yeah.
And then
absolutely.
What if they look on there and be like, no, you're open 24/7. It's not after hours.
Well, so I would say that, you know, you could just communicate that, if you wanted, you know, that if somebody calls after hours that, you know, it would be more expensive after a certain point, right? Or we could just keep it how it is on your Google Business profile right now, because right now you have it from 7 to 5, Monday through Sunday. So, do you want to just keep it?
I could adjust that anytime I want.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Okay. Yeah, you can just leave it how it is.
Okay. All right. And the best way to contact you is going to be phone, text, email, all the above, right?
Yes.
Okay. And now, so, Justin, would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Basically, what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. It does come with an app to help you track all the calls. You can add personalized greetings to it. You know, it's just a kind of a neat tool to have to help you track everything a little better, but it's totally optional if you want.
So, hold on. So you said it forward to me? So like on the side of my van, I'd still have my phone number, or I'd have to put that one?
No. So it would just be a number that would be on your Google Business profile, and when they would press call, or if they put it in their phone, then it will be directed to your personal line. And then you'll know that the call came directly from Google.
Sure, I'd do that.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. Yeah, it's just, you know, nice so that you can know exactly what's happening. If you're like a data guy, you know, you like numbers, then, yeah, it's always good for that. All right, wonderful. And then what is your domain name that you have?
It's mountaintownplumbing.com.
All right. Wonderful. And do you have a Facebook business profile?
Do I?
Yes, I didn't see one for you, but... okay, you do? I might just be missing it.
My wife says I do.
Oh, okay.
she felt that, I believe.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. I'll look for it right now. Okay, so I have everything I need here. Now, let's go ahead, Justin, and set up your client interview. It does seem like you're usually available a little bit later. So do you want to do tomorrow at 3, like 3 to 4?
How late are you guys open?
We're open until 4
to 4. 5 or 4?
Yeah, the last they do client
Friday?
Interviews would be... Okay, yeah, I can do Friday. Sure.
We can do Friday at 3 or whatever at the end of the day.
Wonderful. Okay, yeah, I'll go ahead and put it for Friday from 3 to 4. Now, they will be calling you from an 877 number. I just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. So if you want to write down the number, just so you have it, so you know when they're calling.
Okay.
Yep. It's 877-635-6225.
Okay,
perfect. So we got everything set up here, Justin. Now, as far as billing, it's the same address, right?
Yes.
And then are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
What was the total?
$249.
It's going to be a Visa.
Okay, wonderful. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
It's 4167.
Mm-hmm.
8090.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Hold on. Before I give you my card number, how do I like know that this is Google?
Oh, Well, no, so our company name is Local Splash. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
so,
you're okay.
No. Let me do this for you. Sorry, Justin. I'll go ahead and send you over the Google Partner Directory. So we're a direct partner with Google. And there it'll have a quick link to our website as well. One second here. So that you can verify for yourself that we are direct partners of Google. Of course, you can actually just, you know, Google this information yourself, but, you know, even just Googling us, we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We have over 900 reviews with a 4.2 rating. You know, we have been in business for 19 years. So we've been working directly with Google for the past 15 years as a premier partner. So that's the highest partnership that you can get in the marketing for Google industry.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, did I just hang up on you?
No, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did that text come through there, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Holy stuff.
Okay. We can continue.
Okay. I'm sorry. I exited out of it to send you that text message. So if you could just start over one more time, that'd be great.
Okay. 4167.
Uh-huh.
8090.
Uh-huh.
0331.
Mm-hmm.
4056.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0228.
Okay, and then the security code.
652.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do now, Justin, is I'm going to update and process the payment for the 249. I'm going to reach you what's called a voice verification. This is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay? So
okay.
It's a welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Mountain Town Plumbing.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
Justin Kavanaugh, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Justin, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already, okay?
Okay.
I am going to set up a security question with you on your account, so if you ever have any question about who might be calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response that you've given me today. So you pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Well, the city I was born in.
Okay, and what was that?
John Day, Oregon.
All right. So you've lived in Oregon your whole life, huh?
Pretty much. I left for a little while, came back.
Okay. I've heard recently that they've been cutting down all the overgrown trees, which I think is very sad.
Yeah, they did a lot of that.
Yeah. But anyway, so now, Justin, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
What's the term of my agreement?
One month
at a time.
The month. Yeah, one month at a time.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yep.
So And basically just what that means is if you do anything else online, which you really won't need to, just let us know. So we know it's not in conflict with something we're doing for you already. Okay.
Gotcha.
So now, Justin, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of April 16th, 2024 in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it is going to automatically renew on the 16th of the month in the amount of $249. So now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months. Now, this doesn't mean that you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front. It really is just to get the most added benefit from the position. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. So that's all done. I just need one last thing, and you'll be good to go for your client interview here. 1 second. So now I'm going to send you over a text message. It's going to say, Justin, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me know when that text comes through to you, to you there. Sorry.
Came through.
Okay, wonderful. So if you want to go ahead and open that up, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So let me know when you get to that page.
I'm there.
Okay. So now this is just going to be everything that we discussed in writing. So you can take your time, look this over, but just everything included is going to be the Google Business Profile Optimization, the directory submissions, the MySite custom website, the Facebook ads, the advanced reporting, and live client support. Now, at any point, especially since you're in plumbing, Justin, you can always upgrade your services with us to Google Ads or Google Guaranteed. So those are always options for you. But at least everything else that I mentioned is included in the package you purchase. So now, once you're done looking that over, if you want to go ahead and press those 2 white boxes at the bottom, and then in the orange box, type out your name. And when you're done with that, press confirm signature and let me know.
Okay,
perfect. Did it take you to a username and login?
Yes, it did.
Okay, wonderful. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. The login credentials for that were actually texted to you already. So you can kind of just, you know, get a feel of your dashboard and what it looks like. Of course, everything needs to be created. But at least you'll kind of, you know, see a little bit of who we are and what you're going to be getting out of the program there. I will also text you over a video, just kind of a quick YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works, so you can kind of get a walkthrough on all the features that that has for you. And then other than that, Justin, I want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Just to recap just a little bit, if you want to look out for that phone call there on Friday for your client interview from that 877 number, and you're all set to go until then. Did you have any questions at all or anything I can clarify for you?
No, I think you did great. Thank you.
All right, Justin. Well, hey, I really do appreciate your time, and I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay?
You as well. Thanks, bye.
All right. Bye.